BLM protesters storm Beverly Hills neighborhood, Eat the Rich. By Amy Furr on June 27, 2020. Police made several arrests after a group of Black Lives Matter protesters marched through a Beverly Hills residential neighborhood Friday night. Videos and photographs of the mob flooded social media as they shouted various messages throughout the residential neighborhood and tore down American flags, the Daily Wire reported. Human Events Managing Editor Ian Miles Chung shared footage of protesters shouting "Eat the Rich." Later, he tweeted a video of protesters in Los Angeles shouting "No Justice, No Peace, No Racist Police," as they tore down an American flag attached to a building. In another video, the protesters in Beverly Hills shouted, "Abolish capitalism now," while they continued their march through the neighborhood. In an update on its website at 11:40 p.m., the Beverly Hills Police Department, BHPD, said an unlawful assembly has been declared in the area of Rexford Drive and Carmelita Avenue. BHPD remains on scene. Saturday morning, the department tweeted that the unlawful assembly was over and arrests had been made. Wednesday, President Trump tweeted that it was sad how government leaders in many states had allowed protesters to tear down statues and monuments. In an executive order issued Friday on protecting America's memorials and statues, the president said many of the rioters, arsonists, and left-wing extremists who carried out acts against the monuments had identified themselves with ideologies such as Marxism. He continued, "Anarchists and left-wing extremists have sought to advance a fringe ideology that paints the United States of America as fundamentally unjust and have sought to impose that ideology on Americans through violence and mob intimidation. They have led riots in the streets, burned police vehicles, killed and assaulted government officers as well as business owners defending their property, and even seized an area within one city where law and order gave way to anarchy. During the unrest, innocent citizens also have been harmed and killed. My administration will not allow violent mobs incited by a radical fringe to become the arbiters of the aspects of our history that can be celebrated in public spaces," the president commented. State and local public officials' abdication of their law enforcement responsibilities in deference to this violent assault must end, he concluded.